Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now is right. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It is Friday the 13th, but here are two good things that are happening today. One, it's Taylor Swift's birthday. She turns 35.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's a Mega Millions drawing for $670 million tonight, and I have a good feeling we're going to win this. I'm talking about you and I.
We're going to win it.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I didn't even buy a ticket, so how am I winning?
I bought one for us.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God it's on record and on a microphone, because if you win, you're like, it's mine.
Yeah, that's right. I bought the ticket. Let's just make that clear. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in this morning. Appreciate that. Don't forget, coming up later in the show, we still got that pair of tickets to go see Ja Rule and Nelly live in concert August 1st at Darien Lake. How many of you have ever been caught cheating on a test in school? How'd you do it? Caitlin is not happy with her son, who is a freshman in high school, and he seems to constantly get caught cheating in school, and he's always looking to cut corners. If this was your child or student, how would you address the issue? She wrote in for parental and says, good morning, you two. Thanks for agreeing to read my message on the show. My middle child, a freshman, got caught cheating on a test earlier this week. Once again, minimal school punishment, couple days of detention, but I see this as a pattern in him from elementary school that he has looked for the easy way out. This pattern also extends to things like doing chores at home. If I ask him to clean his room, he just throws everything in either the closet, under his bed, or in the dirty laundry, even if it's clean. That was me. Why do so many teenagers always try to figure out ways to cut corners? I am typically the calm parent. His father likes to scream and yell. His teachers want to have a conversation with us because our son seems to be getting more and more clever when it comes to cheating on schoolwork and tests. Has any other parents had this problem? I am just trying to figure out the best way to address it. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for the help on this one. Okay.
Interesting.
All right, Caitlin, let's see if we can get some help for you on this one today. 585-252-9800. Are you a teacher? Are you a parent who has caught their teen cheating on test at school? You cheated. I cheated.
Literally me.
Intern Jackie, were you a cheater? At least once or twice?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know. I said this. Like, again, I went to school during COVID. It was online. Everyone cheated.
Yeah, not that hard.
Yeah.
Not that
hard. But did the school encourage it? Like, we know you guys are going to...
Like, we know you're going to cheat. Like, we can't stop you when you're online.
Because you were... we're talking about tests.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had to do tests online when we were remote.
Yeah. How do you... You can't... What are you going to do? You know?
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
Mm-mm. That's so interesting. Unfortunately.
Let's get to...
I just feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of creative ways to cheat. I did the water bottle trick where you, like, take the label off the water bottle and put the answers on the inside because it's all transparent. I had an answer key at my feet. I would write on my, oh, my God, do you remember? I mean, maybe you guys didn't do this, but, like, writing on your arm the answers. Yeah, that was a good one, too. Not that I'm just, like, giving kids a gateway to cheat right now, but.
Yeah, let's not throw awesome ideas out.
Yes. Thank you for saying they're awesome, because they are.
Yeah. Hi, PXY, who's this? Oh, hold on one second. Hi, Liz, you there?
Yeah, I turned my radio down.
No problem. Talk to us. What's up?
so I just, I was saying, I'm a therapist, and I know people aren't going to like my answer because everyone talks about, you know, how we treat kids like snowflakes today. However, I would look at what's behind the behavior, specifically in school. I mean, everyone has thrown clothes under their bed or the dirty hamper. We've all done that.
Right.
I mean, that's a kid thing. But I would look at what's going on in school, especially that this has been a long-standing issue. You know, is the child struggling? Is he finding things too difficult? That I would look at the reason behind behavior. There's always a reason behind behavior.
So as a therapist, what have you noticed when a child typically tends to cheat or cut corners, like mm-hmm. a lot of teenagers? What does that tell you about them or the family life?
Well, I don't know if I would automatically go to the family life. What it tells me is one of two things. Either the material is too difficult, and it's funny because I'm driving my daughter to school right now, and I was just telling her that I may or may not have gotten some help from a friend on my physics homework in high school. May or may not.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So is the schoolwork too difficult? Is there an attentional issue? Again, I know ADD is overdiagnosed, but it is a real thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I would look at. Or what is distracting the student from, you know, focusing?
Well, we can all agree there's multiple distractions today. Absolutely. Way more than when we were in school, way more than when you were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Has your daughter cheated? Have you caught her cheating yet?
No. Oh, gosh, no. No, she's laughing in the car. Absolutely.
She's like, ha, I haven't gotten caught yet.
Oh, no. But she did say, you do what you got to do.
Period.
Yeah, you do what you got to do. Liz, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, Lizzie.
Thanks for listening.
You too.
Rich is here. At this age, this is absolutely in character. I see parents fall into this trap all the time because they are in the habit of thinking about the way their kid was when they were 10. Young teens are like 75% garbage human beings, and they typically do best when they are treated like toddlers. Keep an eagle eye on them and never trust them. Okay, thank you for the advice, Rich.
Not the eagle eye, not the lack of trust.
Who else is here? Let's go over to our friend Mallory, who's weighing in. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Make them do it over again. Everything. Everything they cheated on, have them redo it. In front of you or the teacher, like a proctored exam. Have strict consequences for them cheating. If they refuse to be honest and want to take the easy way out, then have very strict consequences. You know, they used to, you too. I don't remember what they called this in high school.
Hmm.
When I used to have to take a test or exam, they would take me out of class, pull me from my peers, and put me in a room down the hall by myself. It was like a closet.
You had either an IEP or a 504, so you had separate testing location, extra time and a half.
Some of those tests were...
clarification.
Right, but where were the people helping? I was alone.
Oh, I would like to take advantage. I would literally take advantage. Well, everyone's like case by case is different, but I would take advantage of mine. I'm like, cause the only thing they could do was like actually read the question to me. I'm like, so what's the answer? They're like, I literally can't tell you that.
I used to have this teacher in middle school. I think her name was Mrs. McCabe. Everybody loved her for history class.
Mm-hmm.
And every test we took, she'd walk up behind you and be like, okay, so what's going on here? Right. Okay. Read this out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the answer would be A, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, write it down.
I'm dead. No,
that was every test she would do that.
I'm literally dead.
She's like, okay, so clearly it's C, right? Could the answer be C? Philip?
I'm
like, I think it is. I think it's C. She goes, well, if you think it is, that's probably the right answer, sweetie.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
My parents were so proud of me for getting an A in that class.
Like I cheated my way to the top.
Deborah's here. She says, my daughter got caught cheating on her exam last summer, her sophomore year, and we ended up taking her cell phone away all summer and then enrolled her in summer school. You are the parent. Do whatever you have to. My kids can scream and hate me all they want, but if I just turn a blind eye, then I'm the one cheating them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amen, Deborah. Thank you guys so much for all the messages here. Caitlin, what's going on with your son? Really have that one-on-one conversation
you
with
gotta.
Him. Something else is going on here. And we thank Liz for drawing that to our attention this morning. Thank you, Liz. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Listen, we all have our things, right? Some are a little more strange than others, but... You know that show, My Strange Addiction? This woman might be headed there. A woman has repeatedly been accused of entering the airport area in violation of security requirement, faces multiple new federal charges. So prosecutors say that Takesha Rogers, 39, of Rochester, entered a secure area at the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport just after 11:30 on November 27th. A deputy reported finding Rogers running towards a moving aircraft while it was taxiing toward the runway.
How did she get out there?
Well, I'll tell you. She was taken into custody and released to Rochester General Hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. But this is not the first time. This is not the first time something like this has happened.
No.
Previously, she's pled guilty on May 5th, my birthday, 2022. Climbing a fence and entering a restricted area of the airport on four separate occasions. She was sentenced to time to serve and 1 year of supervised release as well. Prosecutors say that she climbed the airport fence again and entered the restricted area in April of 2023, and that led to a one-year prison sentence. She was released this past July and just redid it again. So this is her fourth or fifth time doing this.
It's just so sad in life that everybody constantly wants a free ride.
Right. Not her climbing on the wing.
I don't know what she's doing. What? She keeps doing it.
My strange addiction needs to be on the runway.
Well, I think they need better security if this is the case. Just for her.
It seems like she's the only one doing it. She's climbing fences. She's going up. She already served a year in prison for doing this. She got out literally 6 months ago. I was like, I think I'm going to go back. I'm going back for round two.
Can we? Somebody please ask, what are you doing?
On?
Why are you doing this?
They're like, oh, there's Takesha again. Maybe it's Takesha. I don't know. Regardless, she's not doing well. So.
How does she get? Isn't that barbed wire?
Yeah, she's climbing it.
Really?
She obviously has it down to a science.
Clearly. 4 or 5 times already?
Already served a year in prison for it.
I don't know what she's...
What's the draw?
Didn't we talk about her 6, 7 months ago?
I'm sure of it. I mean, it's her 7th time doing it.
That is so odd.
There's a colonial woman on the wing of the plane. She's churning butter. Her name's Takesha. I don't know. Woman. Very strange, but... Crazier things have happened, I guess. True.
Yes, they have.
Could you imagine sitting on the runway and you just see a woman charging at an airplane? You're like, I don't.
The funny part is, yeah, I totally can imagine that going down. Coming up on the show, this breaks my heart to share this gossip and news about a close friend, but she's out of state.
The show must go on.
Yeah, so she won't hear. But how many of you were in a relationship where you felt you were head over heels, falling deeply, madly in love, and then the person dropped a bomb on you that was very unexpected news? Anyone? 585-252-9800 if you want to share your story. I'll tell you what's happened with my very dear friend Jenny coming up next on PXY. Oh. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, your shot to win Ja Rule and Nelly tickets coming up just a bit here on PXY Mornings. I got some tea on a close friend of mine.
Okay. And
she's been dating this guy, not here locally, but out of state. She's been with the guy for about 6 months now that she's told me she slowly started to fall in love with.
What?
Head over heels. And then this past Monday, she found out that he's married. So there's that. And then
SpaghettiOs.
So I asked her, I said... First, I apologized. I'm like, I'm sorry, because she really, really really like the guy.
She's like, no worries. I'm not going anywhere.
I said, what's your next move? Are you going to tell his wife if you find a way to get a hold of her? Or are you just going to sweep it under the rug, cut him off?
Right.
And she goes, I haven't figured that out yet because I don't know who she is. But the lies and the cheating and the more lies.
Right.
She goes, I am so incredibly emotionally drained and exhausted. I feel so bad for her. She's the best. She's like my best friend. I love her to death. And to see her go through that time and time again.
This has happened before?
It happened with a guy in the past who wasn't married. He was divorced, but had seven other girlfriends on the side. Yes. I'm like, you're like a magnet for these guys. To all the ladies listening, if you found out the guy you were dating had a family or a wife on the side, would you do everything in your power to get a hold of the wife and let them know? Or would you mind your own business and leave it alone? Because you don't know how someone's going to react. 585-252-9800. Everyone is always talking about girl code, right?
Right.
So wouldn't this fall under the umbrella of the code?
I don't know. Said code is very subjective to change because, I don't know, some girls only think of girl code as like, oh, for my girls, not other girls, which I mean, I don't necessarily agree with, but what do I know?
Well, she is devastated, and I just feel so bad. I'm like, yeah, I think this wife, if she doesn't already know, has the right to know, and you should do everything in your power to, you know, just figure it out. I just feel bad. She's hurting right now. I don't know what the hell to tell her. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you know? I feel terrible. But I'm not the best person in a situation like this to give advice.
Definitely not. Probably the worst, honestly.
Oh, thank you so much. Let me go to the phone's blowing up. PXY, hello. Okay.
Perfect. Things are going swimmingly.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Friday.
You as well. Talk to us.
I'm currently dating a guy, and I also found out the same way that your friend did, that the guy I'm with, who I fell in love with, is married. I didn't know at the time because we're casually dating, so whatever. But I think what bothers me the most, it's not my responsibility to tell his wife. It doesn't feel good when you find out that you're the other woman. But it takes time, I think, to grow together and know your person. And it just doesn't bother me anymore. I know he loves me. I fell in love with him. So there's no way I'm going to be the one to walk away. And him and his wife have been together for 6 years, and they're not compatible at all. So I'm not worried about it. If she wants to be the one to walk away and take his kids, then of course, even better. But I found the person I'm supposed to be with, and I don't think it's fair that I should be the one to say goodbye.
Okay. You just dumped a whole lot on us.
Not the trauma dump.
20 seconds right there.
I'm not trying to come off as crazy. I'm sorry. I know it probably sounds weird.
Okay,
sound crazy.
Don't worry. That ship sailed probably a long time ago. You got to back up for a second. You came on and you said, what? You're dating a guy who's been married for the last 6 years and you have no issue with it.
I know it probably sounds weird, especially to a lot of married women. But trust me when I say chances are your husband has a girlfriend, he likes her more. I'm not saying I'm just saying if your boyfriend has a wife, it's up to him to choose and make a decision who he wants to be with. But all this girl code crap is stupid.
Yeah,
sorry for telling it like it is.
What happened to girl code? Isn't that isn't that a thing? All you ladies talking about?
Big girl code energy is not sleeping with a married man or someone's husband. But what do I know, honestly?
In my defense, I didn't know he was married when this started. But I'm not letting his wife know. That's his responsibility. He can do it, and if he chooses not to do it, then so be it.
Yeah, but let me get this straight. When he told you, though, that he was married, how did you take it?
I mean, it hurt to hear that, but I love him, and I know he loves me. I don't know her. That's not my problem.
So you got no problem being the other side piece?
I don't like it. It's not ideal, but I love him. He loves me. I'll take it.
But don't you think it's a little odd that, like, your relationship is being built on lies and deception from the very jump? Like, doesn't that make
honestly,
you feel...
I never asked him if he was married.
I don't think you should have to. It's not like, what do you do? What's your favorite color? Do you have a wife? You know what I mean? Like, that's not...
She's got a valid point. What is it? I'm sorry, Clarissa?
Yeah,
she's got a valid point. You shouldn't have to ask when you're dating someone, hey, by the way, I know we're 6 months into this. Do you have? Are you married with a family?
Yeah.
Well, you did tell me eventually when we got serious.
I don't. Listen, you sound young. You sound naive. No offense. Respectfully, of course.
I don't know how old you are, to be quite honest. I don't think that it matters here at this point, but I guess I'm just so intrigued.
I just want to be with him.
Yeah, I'm at a loss right now. I've seen this movie like 300,000 times. You've seen this movie too.
Yeah.
He wrote this movie. I mean, listen, it never ends well for the girl, for the other woman.
I just don't understand why you don't have any shame whatsoever. You're very nonchalant about this.
Yeah, can I ask you something personal? Like, do you have trouble finding relationships or something? Like, because to be honest, this one isn't it.
Like, well, it feels like it, and I don't really care what anyone else thinks.
Okay, Clarice. Well,
it's Clarissa.
Whatever. Sorry, but
look, I just wanted to call in and give my 2 cents about this. So that's all I gotta say.
But you don't feel bad at all.
I didn't cheat on anyone.
You indirectly did, though. Like, you played a role, and I understand you're not married and you're not committed to anyone besides this guy who's not committed to you. But I do think that, like, it takes two. And yes, you could argue, well, if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else. True. But, like, you need to think about big picture. Like, okay, best case scenario, this guy leaves his wife. Yay! We're all celebrating. Now these kids know that their dad had an affair with you. You think they're going to be open arms to be like, let's meet Clarice. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah. She's got a point.
Listen, we're not...
I don't care about being their mom. That's not what this is about. Okay. I want to be his woman.
Hey, Clarissa, real quick before I let you go. What happens, though, if he cheats on you? Would you be upset by that?
Hell yeah. Of course I'd be upset. He's my man.
I have something really, really sad to tell you. He's going to cheat on you.
He already is. He's sleeping with another woman every night.
And you know about it. Whatever. I'm sorry. Our slogan, if you want to cry, come to PXY. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So basically, you're just saying it's not your responsibility to tell his wife because you're together. You see yourself being with him for a long time. And whatever he chooses to do, either walk away from his family, his wife, his children, that's on for him to figure out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sad. It's sad. It's sad. You're a sad person. But thanks for calling up, Clarissa.
Bye.
I'm at a loss.
I don't.
585-252-9800. Do you guys want to just call in real quick and troll this woman? Feel free. The phone lines are open.
Well, I'm not going to condone bullying, but I think stupidity should be punished for sure.
All right. Let's hear from some of our lovely listeners this Friday morning. Let's take it to the phones. Hi, guys. My husband cheated on me, and I would have 100% wanted the other woman to tell me. Moose, tell your friend she didn't do anything wrong. He broke his own family. However, this Clarissa woman is an awful human being. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Clarice has no idea what's going on. It's so obvious. And listen, I just think that the whole girl code thing is wild because it's only in effect when it benefits you. It's like, oh, well, it's girl code. It's like, is it girl code? They always try to find a loophole. They always try to figure out, well, I wasn't the one cheating. Well, it wasn't me. It wasn't my family. It was him. It was his family. Right. But he wouldn't be cheating if it wasn't for you. Like, you definitely played a role, too. And I'm not saying you're totally to blame, but I do say it takes two to tango.
That definitely does take two to tango. Gina says, this woman is awful in giving women a bad name. PXY, who's this?
Hi, my name is Clarissa as well.
Oh! Clarice!
Hi.
No, Clarice. Yes, you can call me Clarice. It won't bother me.
You can call me Clarice.
All right, go ahead. It's the Clarice Club on PXY Mornings.
Yeah.
The Clarices are crying.
Yeah. I'm not crying. Just to put it out there, I was the other woman at one point in time, too, and it never works out for the other woman. The guy always stays with his wife.
Yep.
And like you said, yep, they are sleeping with another person every single night.
Yep.
You're sitting at home alone.
Yep.
Is he going to call me?
Waiting for him to fulfill his promises because, oh, yeah, I love you. I love you. I'm unhappy. Wah, wah, wah.
How many times did he tell you, Clarissa, that he was going to leave his wife for you? How many times?
I can't even put a number to it.
Well, how many years were you with him?
More than I should have been.
You, Clarissa's are all
years?
The same.
Years? Yeah. Wait, okay. Can I ask you something? Not we listen and we don't judge. How did we end up in this? How did we get here? How did we end up in this situation?
Yeah, what bar were you hanging out at?
I was hanging out at a bar. It just happened that I knew the person, knew they were supposedly unhappy in their marriage, and I was unhappy in my marriage, so we both were married and knew that going into it.
Were you on Seeking an Arrangement?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you on Seeking an Arrangement, the affair website?
No.
Okay,
no,
thank God. Person.
Okay. What, did the other woman, did his wife know about you, Clarissa?
Possibly. I didn't ever say anything. So I would have to suspect that she would have suspected.
How did it come to a screeching halt?
I just got to a point where I was like, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
I took all the steps that I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
And
you were left holding the bag.
Yeah. It was kind of a wake-up call. You know what would have been just absolutely hysterical is if the guy you were with, what if his wife was cheating on him with your husband?
That would be so funny.
That would have been funny, yeah.
Moose is like writing a script. We don't know. I don't know. Well, right. Hey. So what? Where are we now? Where are we now? Like, what's did we? Are we with someone else?
Moved past it, and no. I've learned my lesson.
Yep.
It's never a good situation. There are going to be multiple people that get hurt.
Sure.
So correct.
It's not. It's not. If you're in a situation and you know it, you're better off to get out of it.
Correct.
As the other person said, that's my man. No, he's not your man. He's someone else's man.
Period, Clarissa.
Father to other, people that are going to get hurt. And then you don't have any interest in being those kids' mom. Well, you're going to be their mom, in a sense, at some point, if this guy does leave.
Correct.
Because now you're going to have stepkids.
That's right.
She's not ready for all that. She's just not.
Right. Yeah.
You know what they say, Clarissa? Either you run the day or the day runs you. Thanks for calling
in. For sure. Yep. Take control of your life. Yeah. Make yourself happy. You're responsible for your own happiness, but that clearly is not it.
That's not.
We love you, Clarissa. Thank you for being open, honest, and vulnerable with us this morning on the show.
Not a problem. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, okay, queen.
Bye. Thanks for doing the right thing. Bye.
Moose is like, so I have a movie to write.
VXY Mornings.
Breezy is great.
The Moose is loose.